Flicker. In Merry Oaks, where the salty air tasted of secrets and the sun's kisses carried a deceptive warmth, Flicker arrived like a swirling vortex of chaos in a world rendered bleak and gray. His wide grin, stretching beyond the crescent moon on a clear night, held a magnetism that shimmered briefly before revealing a sinister glint. With a flick of his wrist, he conjured playful creatures from thin air, twisting them into shapes that mirrored the darkest fears of the unsuspecting townsfolk. But as time passed, Flicker's presence brought not joy but a creeping sense of unease to Merry Oaks. Laughter turned into anxious giggles, and disappearances plagued the town. Children vanished without a trace, leaving behind only murmurs of giggling shadows and balloon strings that slithered in the dead of night. First, it was little Emma, her curls tangled and her laughter infectious. Then Daniel, whose shy smile never quite reached his eyes. And still, Flicker remained, his grin unchanging, his eyes holding a depth that seemed to swallow even the brightest summer sun. As rumors began to swirl around four troubled teenagers who were inexplicably linked to the town's dark underbelly, fear wove itself into their very beings. There was Maya, shunned for her mother's supposed witchcraft. Elias, weighed down by the legacy of his neglectful father. Sarah, haunted by memories of her sister's drowning. And Finn, marked by scars from a fire that consumed his childhood. Each one scarred in their own way, but it was Flicker who would stitch them together into a chilling tapestry of shared nightmares. One humid afternoon, Flicker presented each of them with a balloon. Maya's was a writhing serpent, its scales glistening in the dim light. Elias's was a mocking skull, its hollow eyes taunting him with memories he'd rather forget. Sarah's was a formless void, dark and foreboding like a black hole. And Finn's was a roaring inferno, flames dancing across its surface as if alive. As they touched the rubbery skin of the balloons, their nightmares came to life, bleeding into the waking world. Maya's dream slithered and twisted on the kitchen walls. Elias's haunting past followed him at every turn on the streets. Sarah's long-lost sister reappeared in every puddle she passed, and Finn's all-consuming fire devoured the town in flashes of painful memories. The once peaceful day turned into a living nightmare, all thanks to these seemingly innocent balloons. They were now symbols of their deepest fears come to life, tormenting them in ways they never thought possible. The air around them crackled with an eerie energy as the balloons continued to pulsate with power. Driven by their struggles and the determination to save Merry Oaks, the group stumbled upon Flicker's lair, a forgotten carnival shrouded under a darkening sky. The once vibrant rides were rusted and covered in eerie shadows, with grotesque puppets suspended from their frames. In the center, amid a tangle of deflated balloons, Flicker waited with a sinister grin splitting his face. As they stood, eye to eye with their formidable adversary, the atmosphere was charged with tension and strategic maneuvering. Maya's voice reverberated with ancient incantations, conjuring up fierce storms that matched the wickedness of Flicker. Elias delved deep into his memories, retrieving powerful weapons to use against their foe. Sarah's tears fell like diamonds, giving birth to phantom limbs that grappled fiercely with the darkness, and Finn, with unwavering bravery, lit the way with nothing but flickering embers. But for every inch they gained on Flicker, he countered with deceptive moves, twisting their deepest fears into terrifying manifestations that threatened to overpower them. While exploring the abandoned amusement park, Maya stumbled upon a dusty trunk. She opened it to find a faded ledger filled with names and dates, meticulously documenting Flicker's victims and their fears. As she flipped through the pages, she realized that Flicker's power grew stronger during the full moon, and his victims were chosen based on their specific nightmares. A sense of urgency shot through Maya as she saw the crimson orb of the full moon bleeding through the clouds. With time running out, Sarah came up with a desperate plan. She lured Flicker toward the Ferris wheel, its rusted spokes glinting like skeletal fingers in the moonlight. As Flicker materialized, his maniacal laughter rang out like a siren through the desolate park. The sound bounced off the cracked concrete and rusted metal structures, amplifying the eerie atmosphere. Flicker's twisted grin lit up the darkness, his eyes gleaming with madness, and the park came alive, fueled by a crazed energy. Elias's heart raced as he followed Flicker up the rickety Ferris wheel. The clown suit that had once elicited laughter now sent shivers down his spine and stoked fear in his heart. With trembling hands, Elias ripped open the colorful fabric, revealing a writhing mass of mouths that whispered nightmares. Elias reached his hand into the darkness, expecting to feel warm skin, but instead encountering an icy, jagged void. Flicker's screams echoed throughout the carnival, causing fear to spread among the group. As Elias's hand made contact with Flicker, the clown's laughter turned into choked sobs. The solid ground beneath their feet suddenly gave way, and they were plunged into the ominous empty below. The light of the full moon cast a pale glow over their surroundings, revealing twisted rock formations and jagged edges jutting out from the walls of the abyss. As they fell, the rush of air was accompanied by the eerie howl of the wind through the cavernous space. Their bodies tumbled and spun, nothing but helpless passengers in a foreign, unfeeling world. Yet, amid the chaos, an unexpected unity emerged among the four troubled teenagers. They reached out for one another, their hands interlocking like a lifeline amidst the darkness. Maya's incantations danced on their lips, weaving a shield of protection around them, while Elias summoned forgotten memories of love and connection to fuel their bond. Sarah's tears turned into diamonds once more, providing a faint glow that pushed back against the encroaching shadows. And Finn, with his flickering embers, lit a path forward through the abyss. As they tumbled through the endless void, flashes of grotesque shapes and monstrous forms blurred in their vision. They could sense Flicker's true form lurking among the chaos, fueled by terror and dread. His once charming grin morphed into a snarl as he fought against their resistance. But with every passing moment, his grip loosened, draining his strength as the group stood strong and united. Finally, with a collective surge of bravery, the group seized the opportunity to strike at Flicker's core. Maya focused her energy on channeling the ancient invocations she had inherited from her mother. The very air crackled with electricity as her words resonated through the abyss, reaching deep within the essence of Flicker's being. Elias plunged his hand into the writhing mass of mouths, clenching the source of Flicker's power. Sarah's tears flowed like a river, their radiant light blinding Flicker and weakening his grip on reality. And Finn, with his flickering embers that blazed as an inferno, unleashed a devastating blast that shattered the darkness around them. In that brief moment of vulnerability, Maya and Elias wove their magic together, intertwining ancient incantations with forgotten memories. Their combined strength formed an effervescence that pierced Flicker's core, banishing him back to the realm from which he came. The abyss trembled and convulsed, releasing them from its merciless grasp as they returned to a world filled with the brightest sun and the warmth and brilliance of the day. As they stood in the middle of the abandoned amusement park, their breaths heavy and limbs sore from the treacherous journey, an overwhelming sense of awe encompassed the teenagers. They had all emerged from the depths changed. Maya's eyes sparkled with a deeper understanding of the gift she'd inherited from her mother. Elias walked with a more confident stride. Sarah's smile radiated a sense of peace, and Finn's fiery spirit blazed brighter than ever before. The scars on their bodies now symbolized strength and perseverance, instead of pain and struggle. Together, the new friends returned to Merry Oaks, a town no longer shrouded in fear and darkness. The once troubled teenagers became beacons of hope for their community, using their own experiences to help others heal and overcome their nightmares. Maya embraced her mother's legacy, offering solace to those accused of witchcraft and fostering acceptance in a town riddled with prejudice and fear. Elias used his newfound confidence to pursue a career in counseling, specializing in trauma therapy for those haunted by their pasts. Sarah became a renowned artist, using her tears-turned diamonds to create breathtaking sculptures that captured the resilience and beauty found within pain. And Finn, with his flickering embers, became a firefighter, saving lives and bringing light into the darkest of situations. The town of Merry Oaks transformed into a community of healing and growth, as its residents banded together to support one another through their struggles. Maya, Elias, Sarah, and Finn forged an unbreakable bond as they navigated the darkness and horrors of their shared experiences. Determined to turn their pain into purpose, they created an organization devoted to aiding those plagued by trauma and haunting nightmares. Their defeat of Flickr acted as a driving force for their cause, motivating them to utilize their struggles as motivation to uplift and embolden others. Whispers of Giggles. In Atlas, a desolate town where cornfields swayed with eerie whispers and secrets louder still, 10-year-old Mikey's heart was held captive by terror. It remained trapped beneath a ribcage that bore the bruises of perpetual fear, each beat echoing with the looming presence of a creepy clown. With his painted smile and cold button eyes, the haunting figure tormented Mikey relentlessly in his nightmares, filling him with crippling dread at every turn. Mikey couldn't escape the clowns that seemed to be everywhere in his small town. The faded circus poster at the town hall taunted him every time he walked by, while his dentist's porcelain clown figurine filled him with a sense of dread during checkups. The painted grins on their faces felt like a sinister joke, and he knew it was only a matter of time before they would demand tears and screams from their unsuspecting victims. Amidst the sweltering heat of a July afternoon, Atlas held its annual festival. Mikey's friends dragged him along, promising cotton candy and Ferris wheel rides. But as they approached the carnival grounds, the once lively atmosphere curdled under the harsh sun. The cheerful music morphed into a discordant drone, and the scent of buttery popcorn was choked by the metallic tang of fear. A group of children dressed in miniature clown costumes approached, their painted smiles radiating an eerie warmth. Mikey's throat constricted, his pulse racing as he bolted through the crowded fairgrounds, the carnival morphing into a twisted maze of grinning masks and garish banners. He stumbled into a darkened tent, the air thick with dust motes, swirling in a single sliver of sunlight. A wheezy chuckle echoed through the space, bouncing off the canvas walls. In the shadows, a figure lurked, cloaked in crimson velvet. Underneath his painted face, Mikey sensed something sinister lurking. It was Giggles, the town's legendary jester, and a relic of carnival's past. Mikey had always dismissed him as a figment of campfire tales, a boogeyman in oversized shoes. But standing face to face with that monstrous grin, every whispered story about Giggles's infamy felt like a bone-chilling truth. "Lost, little Mikey?" Giggles crooned, his voice a rusty hinge creaking open. "Come. Come, join the fun." Mikey's breath came in short, sharp gasps as he stumbled backward, his foot catching on a discarded stool and sending him crashing to the ground. The light from the spotlight shifted, revealing a disturbing scene. Cages stacked on top of one another, each one holding a child frozen in terror, their faces twisted into manic grins. Mikey's scream was drowned out by the sound of chuckling as Giggles lunged toward him with a knife. Mikey fell to the ground, hitting his chin hard on the dirt floor. As everything went dark, the last thing he saw was Giggles looming over him, the metallic smell of blood mixing with the sickly sweet scent of popcorn in the air. As the haze of sleep lifted, Mikey realized that he was tightly bound to a wooden chair in the center of a grimy tent. The musty scent of damp soil and old canvas surrounded him, making it difficult to breathe. A spotlight illuminated the figure in front of him, Giggles with his twisted, painted face and maniacal grin. The sharp lines of his makeup seemed to distort his facial features, creating a grotesque and unsettling appearance. "Such fear, Mikey," Giggles rasped, the sound grating on Mikey's nerves. "But fear makes the fun all the sweeter." A sudden glint of silver caught Mikey's eye, a scalpel polished to a gleaming sheen, reflecting the harsh glare of the spotlight. The sound of cackling laughter filled the tent, vibrating through the air like a sinister omen. Giggles lifted his arms in a dramatic display and revealed a long crimson scarf from within his dark cloak. It hung heavily between his fingers, ready to be unfurled as he played out his macabre magic act. "One, two," Giggles counted, his grin widening with each word. "Three." The scarf whipped forward with a force that startled Mikey, momentarily blinding him. He heard the sickening sound of metal on bone, his scream drowned out by a sharp clang. As the scarf fell away, Mikey's vision blurred, and he could only make out shades of red and black. In a flash, he saw it clearly, his skin stitched onto Giggles, creating a malformed mosaic of flesh and fear. Every fiber of his being was consumed with repulsion and fear as he gazed upon the scene. The pain scorched every inch of Mikey's body, every nerve singed and screaming in agony. Yet, as he stood amid chaos, his fists clenched and body tensed, a small flame sparked deep within him. Mikey couldn't help but laugh as he accepted the chilling realization that he was no longer afraid. The darkness within him stirred with anticipation, craving screams and terror from those around him. His blood pulsed with an insatiable desire for destruction and chaos. Giggles tilted his head, a flicker of confusion marring his painted features. His dark eyes searched the reflection in Mikey's terrified gaze, a slow smile spreading across his face as he recognized his own twisted image staring back at him. Giggles chuckled, the sound sending shivers down Mikey's spine as he realized the true horror of their situation. "Welcome to the show, Mikey," Giggles whispered, his voice dripping with perverse joy. "Together, we'll paint the town red." Haunted halls. The sterile facade of Hopewell Pediatric Wing could not conceal the lingering tragedy that seeped through its walls. Despite the passage of decades since the fire, unsettling energy still hummed through the hospital corridors, a haunting presence beneath the forced cheer of laughter and beeping IV machines. Dr. Amara Kapoor, experienced in healing both broken bones and wounded spirits, sensed it keenly, a disturbance beneath her practiced smile. Rumors spread like trails of smoke, with children claiming to see fleeting shadows in the mirrored ceilings and nurses reporting strange occurrences. Toys moved on their own and equipment malfunctioned with a sinister buzz. Then came the disappearances. Little Timmy, the cherubic boy with a sunflower tucked behind his ear, mysteriously vanished from his hospital ward one moonlit night. After hours of frantic searching, he was found curled up in an abandoned wing of the building, his once cheerful expression twisted into a chilling and unnatural painted grin. And he was not the only one. One by one, other children disappeared, only to reappear later with their eyes glazed over and vacant smiles that resembled the eerie antics of a clown. The hospital corridors were filled with an ominous aura, as if the building itself was cursed, trapping its innocent victims in a nightmare world where nothing was as it seemed. Hopewell, once a beacon of hope and healing, lay in ruins, a canvas of paranoia and fear. Amara, with her analytical mind and determined spirit, delved into the hospital's dusty archives, searching for any clue that would shed light on the mysterious figure known only as Fizzy. The name itself sent shivers down her spine, evoking memories of a jovial clown whose painted smile hid a cruel and twisted mind. And then came the night when the flames engulfed Hopewell, consuming everything in their path and leaving behind only nightmares and ash. The echoes of laughter and life snuffed out in an instant, replaced by a ghostly silence that hung heavily in the air. Fizzy's whispers echoed through the abandoned hallways. Amara remembered the night of the fire when she heard him laughing as he watched the chaos unfold. Now he had taken on a new form, that of a distorted figure in funhouse mirrors, preying on the vulnerable and stealing their innocence. And every night, Amara sensed his presence, a dark and unsettling premonition that wouldn't go away. Unable to sleep one night, she followed a haunting melody that led her to the burnt wing. The moonlight cast eerie shadows on the charred walls, recreating twisted scenes of trapped children forced to watch Fizzy's depraved performances. Fizzy appeared before her, a spectral figure dressed in a chaotic mix of shadows, his grin an unsettling jagged slash against the ashen background. Amara's heart pounded against her ribs, but she refused to let fear consume her. Instead, a chilling calm settled over her as she locked eyes with the twisted echo of a man. In that moment, she knew exactly how to fight him, not with the sharp blades of scalpels and the precise stitching of sutures, but with the powerful weapon of her stories. These tales, carefully crafted for each patient, were filled with the strength of bravery and the light of hope. As she spoke, she felt the darkness around him falter, unable to resist the radiant force of her words. Amara's narratives were more than just medicine. They were a source of healing for both physical and emotional wounds. Amara wove a tale of a fearless princess warrior, confronting a cackling shadow beast within the fiery walls of a fortress. With every word, the air sparked and the shadows trembled. The creature, known as Fizzy to some and feared by many, could no longer contain his amusement. His muscles rippled and his sharp teeth glistened in the dim light. With a low growl rumbling in his throat, he lunged forward, ready to unleash his power. But Amara evaded his attack while her voice rose to a crescendo. She weaved the final spell, a story of light triumphing over darkness. The room erupted in a whirlwind of light and shadow, and when it settled, Fizzy was nowhere to be seen, leaving only an eerie echo of his laughter behind. The sick children of Hopewell slept peacefully that night, their fears replaced by dreams of brave princesses and twinkling fireflies. But a sinister presence lingered just below the surface, waiting to reemerge. In the forgotten corner of an innocent child's drawing, a single figure stood out, a grotesque clown with jagged teeth and a familiar, mocking grin. Even more unsettling was the faint flicker of darkness dancing in Amara's eyes, a haunting reminder of the beast she had exiled, but could never fully conquer. The ghostly remnants of Fizzy's malicious spirit clung to her like a grim trophy of the brutal battle won, and the ongoing conflict that lay ahead. Laughter's toll. Barnaby Bannister, once hailed as the master of jokes and the king of punchlines, was drowning in a sea of silence. His once bubbly humor had gone flat, leaving him feeling as deflated as a discarded balloon animal in a forgotten playroom. But fate intervened when he stumbled upon a dusty old bookstore, and an ancient leather-bound tome caught his eye. Its pages promised mirth and mayhem, with punchlines laced with arsenic. It called itself the Grim Grimoire of Giggles, a twisted jester's diary filled with jokes darker than midnight and funnier than a funeral. Barnaby stumbled onto the stage the next night, his eyes gleaming with a manic energy. As he gripped the mic stand, his voice crackled and cackled with morbid glee. He launched into his routine, weaving tales of politicians spontaneously combusting mid-speech and financiers tripping over invisible banana peels of misfortune. His words dripped with a dark humor that seemed to intoxicate the audience. The initial polite chuckles quickly turned into the roaring laughter of a tidal wave crashing onto the shore. Barnaby's every movement commanded their attention, his shadowed sorcery captivating them like moths drawn to a flame. As the sun rose over the city, a strange scene greeted its inhabitants. Politicians stumbled out of their offices with smoldering toupees, attempting to deliver serious speeches, but only eliciting uncontrollable laughter from onlookers. The stock market was in chaos, with investors slipping and falling on banana peels and fortunes disappearing into thin air. Even lovers couldn't escape the effects. They laughed so hard that their bodies dissolved into shimmering confetti. Barnaby watched it all with growing panic. He had unknowingly unleashed a powerful force upon the city, known as the Laughter Worm. This ancient being fed off dark humor and was now causing chaos and destruction in its wake. The laughter grew louder and more intense, drowning out any screams or cries for help. The once orderly buildings pulsated with distorted mirth, their windows oozing a gas that induced fits of laughter in anyone who breathed it in. Traffic lights flashed manically, cars swerving and bumping along a road paved with punchlines. A twisted carnival had taken over the city, with the Laughter Worm at its center, reveling in the madness and misery it had created. As Barnaby stood on the stage, his heart pounded against his chest and sweat dripped down his face. He felt the worm's presence lurking in the shadows, its tendrils slithering toward him with promises of power and a throne built on chaos. But as he spoke, a piece of his inner comedian refused to be silenced. He knew true laughter came from shared joy, not fear and destruction. So he frantically searched through the grimoire for a punchline that could defeat this beast spawned from fear. And in a moment of clarity, he found it, not in a malicious cackle, but in a quiet sigh that pointed out the absurdity of the worm's existence, its insatiable appetite nothing more than an endless joke. As he delivered this insight to the worm, a hush fell over the city. The beast, unable to find humor in its own existence, materialized in all its grotesque form, a writhing mass of shadows, its laughter choked in its throat. The city was still recovering from the chaos and strange occurrences caused by Barnaby's twisted sense of humor. The banana peels vanished, buildings reverted to their previous states, and even politicians seemed to have sprouted new hair, although not always tastefully. Barnaby, alone on the stage, carried the heavy burden of his final joke on his conscience. He came to the realization that he was not a hero, but a fool who had stumbled into darkness and barely managed to escape unscathed. As he picked up the now blank grimoire, he vowed never to use its power for comedy again. Instead, he would become a storyteller, using cautionary tales to warn others of the danger of unleashing laughter without thought or consequence. During the quiet hours of the night, when the stillness felt suffocating, Barnaby's mind would betray him. The worm's punchline seeped into his thoughts, a haunting reminder of the darkness that lurked behind every joke. It was a constant presence, evidence of the madness that had consumed him during his time as a comedian in the Twisted City, and he knew that no matter how hard he tried to escape it, the darkness would always linger like a scar, ready to resurface and overwhelm him once more.